I am back. After a good long road trip to New Orleans, I tell you what, we saw so many relatives. You know, sometimes on those trips, Romy, the schedules don't meet, but it seems like everybody we wanted to see, we were able to see everybody. So it was just great getting to see all the family, all the friends, two live LSU football games right there in the stadium. It was absolutely awesome.
And we won both.
So we won both. So we are back in the beautiful state of Arizona. I'll tell you, West Texas is as green as I've ever seen it. Every cattle tank out there is full to the brim. All the arroyos and washers were running. New Mexico's the same way. Absolutely looks gorgeous and beautiful. Southeast Arizona looks like the rolling hills of Ireland. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
When you leave People's Valley on 89,
yes,
and before you get to Kirtland Junction,
yes,
just before, so picture Kirtland Junction, and just south of that, there's a little river that's generally dry,
yeah,
and south of that, there's a big cattle tank that's always dry.
Right.
This is the first time in 15 years I've seen that cattle tank full since I've been using that as my travel route going north.
And
first time in 15 years I've seen that thing full.
The irony.
And that was before the soaking rain.
And the irony of this last storm, which my rain gauge registered 4.2 inches at my house, 4.2 inches, is the official monsoon season ended before this storm hit. So not only does that storm not count to our monsoon averages, but it in by the third day of the month, it was the wettest, one of the wettest Octobers in history. So that's the kind of wet weather and water environment hit that we had at the beginning of this week.
It was a changing number, but I heard as much as the fourth wettest day ever on record.
Yeah, it was, and we missed it. We were driving across southern New Mexico at the time. But we could certainly tell when we got home. We have a retention basin in the front yard, and I can almost tell you how much rain has fallen in the last rain event by how deep that retention basin is. It was deep.
And this is the only time I've ever seen water running in Whitman that wasn't due to the mountain runoff from the hieroglyphics in Wickenburg Mountains. That's
pure desert.
The only time we get runoff. It's got to rain heavy in the mountain. This one, it didn't.
Yeah. It was incredible. And so the rain event created a lot of phone calls to our house, to our office, about leaks that they don't ordinarily see, because the stucco was being so super saturated by the hours of long intensive that some least little crack that probably doesn't leak in 90% of the rain events that we have in Arizona leaked in this event. So it's one of the reasons we're talking about exterior paint jobs. We've already talked about power washing a wall and back rolling a wall. We had a painter call from the Phoenix area and say, Rosie, don't forget to tell them, repair the tops of those parapets.
And we had a local Tucson painter walk by during the break talking about that as well and saying they won't use paint. They'll do roof coating just because of how much better. Well, it's designed for a different purpose, and that works better on those than any paint, which he's absolutely right.
Yeah. So we do have one caller that's called in and would like to visit with us on the topic of painting. Let's bring him into the conversation. You can join us as well at 1-888-767-4348, broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Show, open today and tomorrow. Good morning. Who do we have on the line?
Michael.
Michael.
Morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Very super fantabulous.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So
you bet.
I live out in Santan Valley. My house is 10 years old. I was working on the road, got a letter from Homeowners Association say your paint is faded, and at that time it was 5 years old. So I contracted a painter, and I told him I don't want to use what they use for track home paint, because by the time they get to a house, you know, they water it down, make it last longer, whatever. I asked him to go with an elastomeric paint, something that will move with the house during the temperature changes. Is that a good, viable paint to stop the water infiltration from heavy rains?
Mike, I wish you would have called me before you put it on your house.
Why is that?
It works really, really well. Okay? If it's applied to the factory specs, And the factory specs, I think, calls for 40 mil. 40 mil is the thickness of a credit card. So if it isn't applied that thick, it can create problems. I want to tell you that when residential elastomeric paint hit the market back in the late 70s and 80s, we made a lot of money painting homes with elastomeric paint. But I'm sorry to tell you that in the 90s, we made a lot of money tearing all that elastomeric paint off all those houses. And here's why, Mike. You're putting a completely rubberized raincoat over the top of your house that cannot breathe. At the point that stucco or that elastomeric paint hits a barge rafter or a rafter tail or a bird blocking or a door jamb or a window frame, there is the weak link for the moisture to eventually find its way in. Once the moisture finds its way in, behind this impervious, thick raincoat that you've put on your house, the sun comes back out and it literally steams the moisture out of the stucco, causes paint blisters and bubbles for the elastomeric. And boy, once you've got that started, you've got yourself a major, major expensive repair. If you haven't seen that start at your house now, all I can encourage you to do, Mike, is be extremely vigilant. Any place that elastomeric comes up against a dissimilar material, keep it caulked, keep it sealed, keep it clean. And any place that we're asking the paint to expand or stretch more than its elastomeric factor, go up and throw a good close jaundice eye on top of your parapets and make sure you're not having to double coat with maybe some elastomeric buttering cream. You've got to keep the moisture out of behind that elastomeric. We generally tell people when you're painting your house, don't use elastomeric. Use a top quality 100% acrylic exterior paint in the color of your choice, knowing the darker the color you go, the more often you're going to have to paint. The lighter color you go, it has a more natural built-in resistance to ultraviolet light. So the fact that you've already got it, I would just tell you, be very vigilant and don't let any moisture get in behind it.
Yeah, it's been on there for 5 years, and since I've been home, I haven't seen any blistering, separation, peeling. Now, you say caulking. Will a silicone-based caulk adhere to that paint?
It will. Yeah, just use a good paintable silicone caulk, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, and I wish I had a number to get a hold of you in private. I'm looking for some tile work, but I'll wait until you guys bring that up in the next topic.
Are you looking for floor tile, Mike?
I'm looking for a shower remodel. I've got a floor stone pan in there now with marble surround. I want to take it all out and do a full-on tile floor and tile walls.
How long have you been listening to our show?
I started listening. All I listen to now is KTAR when I drive back and forth to work. And every Saturday morning when I go to Costco, I turn you guys on.
All right. Are you familiar with our website?
Yeah, rosieonthehouse.com.
There you go. Well, from there, you can find a couple different options. You can find East Valley Floors. They've got a nice showroom in the Chandler area, and Vaughn does a ton of showers. Tile shower is a lot of maintenance. We're maintenance-free advocates, and in that application, we would also encourage you to look at a rebath-type acrylic system. It's seamless and easier to take care of. You don't have grout joints to worry about down the line.
So, and they're doing a lot of surfaces now, and their showroom is at Baseline and Dobson.
I know it's Dobson.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Baseline and Dobson.
Right, I always get
right next to Baby
K's
Cajun Kitchen.
Baseline, yeah. And then,
okay. So those would be two great sources for you to contact when you're looking for people. Don't wait for us to hit a topic. Go ahead and get to the website, Rosie on the House. Type in your zip code, what particular trade you're looking for, and it'll spit out the two or three that are closest to you. Mike, we appreciate the call. Keep a close eye on that elastomeric paint.
And then whatever number you had called, that we answer that number Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So that 888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. That's our office number during the week, and that's our call-in number during Saturday's broadcast. So feel free to ring us during the week if you needed additional information or you couldn't wait for Saturday's broadcast to answer your question. That's the office line.
All right. So elastomeric paint, like Michael used, is one option that we generally tell people we don't recommend elastomeric paint. There is another paint product we generally tell you that we don't recommend to spend the extra money, and that's the ceramic embedded paint that's supposed to reflect the heat, reduce your power bills, and extend the life of the paint. In our experience, in the tests that we have done, the additional cost is the material is almost three times the cost of good exterior 100% acrylic paint. There isn't anything that product does that we've seen that comes close to giving you a return on investment. So we've talked about stucco, power wash, back roll, parapet buttering. What about some of the other surfaces we have to deal with in painting and prepping and maintaining our Arizona home? How about all the wood jams? How about the casing? How about the eave tails? How about the fascias? How do we try and take care of those properly? And it depends a lot. Most people are going to be painting those. And in prepping those, your any paint job is only as good as the prep. And when you're getting quotes and estimates, or if you're trying to tackle it yourself, the first thing we'd like to see you do is go in there with a nice, stiff, 2-inch scraper and just scrape all the loose paint that you can. Just get it off. Get in there with maybe a 60-grit palm sander and, again, attack it. Getting it all the loose paint that's on there needs to come off. It isn't going to do you any good to buy nice expensive paint, put it on with a nice expensive paintbrush on top of paint that's already delaminating, peeling, flaking, and scaling off of the base product. You're not giving the next coat a good fair chance of giving you a full life of service. So get in there and scrape it all good. I have a position where I do power wash my wood because it seems to get more of that off than just the scraping and the brushing and the sanding. One of the painters I respect most in the state, Mr. Don Breeze, disagrees with me vehemently about that. He says, Rosie, the reason we paint wood is to keep wood dry. He says you never artificially induce additional moisture to your wood in preparing it to paint. I power wash my wood, and I do that a good week or two ahead of when I want to paint it. I make sure it's good and dry. I do one final little brushing of anything loose. I apply one good heavy coat of exterior primer. I let that dry very good. I then caulk up any of the joints at the outside corners or where the wood meets the stucco, and I let the caulk dry real good, and then I come back with two coats of good 100% acrylic exterior paint for my wood, and that pretty well buttons it up for about 7 to 10 years. There you go. Painting with Rosie on the house, in particular, painting the exterior of your home. We'll come back with a few more fine points and details on selecting the right paint right after this short break.